Eight men, dressed in the traditional diaper-like loincloths and heavy spike-studded sandals, marched out of a stone archway after the portcullis had been raised. Four of them looked entirely unwilling. They had every reason to be, considering that they were captives from an ill-fated wagon train, not professionals like their opponents. When the eight reached the lavish curtain box, they halted and raised their weapons.
Ave Caesar!
What they said was, "We who are about to die salute you." And right here on the sands of the Colosseum of Nova Roma, they really were about to die. At least the four pilgrims who possessed a woeful unfamiliarity with the odd weapons they had been given. One had a small round Thracian shield and a short sword. The second had the spike-knuckled cestus of a pugilist, a fistfighter. The third had a net and a trident of Retiarius. The fourth bore a pair of long daggers with small shields strapped just below each elbow in the style of the Medianite horsemen. Professionals bore the appropriate opposing arms. They looked expectantly beyond their soon-to-be victims of the Imperator. Marcus Quintus Americus rose eagerly and gave the signal to begin with his gold-capped ivory wand. At once, the gladiators ended their salute, each squared off against his primary opponent. Many of the people in the crowd, the citizens of New Rome, had been here for years. Not a few had formerly been the inmates of prisons and asylums for the insane. Whatever their origins, they had acquired a taste for this bloodiest of sports. That pleased Quintus, who resumed his seat beside his wife, Titiana Fulca, the former Flossie Horton of Perth Amboy, New Jersey.
Rather a good lot this time, eh?
Fulca tossed back her striking gold locks. She was a sight to behold, gorgeous every way, a modern-day version of Helen of Troy.
Come, Quintus. You know the games bore me. They're so gruesome.
From her far side, the face of Quintus Faustus Americus, her son, appeared.
But that's what makes them so exciting, Mother!
I was addressing your father, Faustus. Really, Quintus, for a boy of 10 years, he has truly atrocious manners.
11, my dear. He'll be 11 on the nones of September.
Which makes it all the worse. He needs a proper teacher. There's geography, history, so many things, including manners, he should be taught.
11 is a good enough time to begin formal education. A boy needs to be free to indulge his adventurous spirit until then, doesn't he, son?
Quintus Faustus Americus had his mother's coloring and her gray eyes and strong jaw as well. He was a thin, wiry boy, but he had inherited his father's sadistic traits. He enjoyed tormenting small animals and treated all other children as inferiors. General Gaius Septimus Glabii had summed up the lad best. He was mean-spirited, filled with a deep-seated evil.
Yes, Father! Oh, look! He's gone down already. I told you he was too old and frail. You owe me 10 denarii.
Done, my boy. Right after the game's end.
Out in the arena, the oldest immigrant lay in a pool of blood, his life slowly ebbing, while the professional gladiator who had downed him with a simple straight sword thrust with his gladius stood over. He looked up at the box. Quintus gave him the sign to dispatch the unfortunate. To the left of the exterminating gladiator, a sturdy young farmer who had been bound for Oregon smashed a surprising blow to the face of his opponent with the cestus. Blood flew in profusion.
I say, rather good. Smack him another one.
Before the brave farmer could respond, his opponent's length of chain with the spiked ball at the end lashed out. Yanked off his feet by the effort to extract the spike point from the deep chest wound, the farmer fell face first into the sand. His opponent closed in and stood above his victim while he swung the wicked instrument around over his head. The farmer rolled over, eyes wide with fright, and lashed out with his blade-encrusted fist. The tines dug into the partly protected calf muscle of the professional gladiator.
He's going to die anyway, isn't he, Father?
Yes, of course. They all are.
Good.
Two attendants rush from the gladiator entrance portal to help the wounded professional off the sand. Another, armed like a Nubian, complete with zebra print shield and a long spear, took his place. He finished the job.
No! No! Please!
With the farmer dead, that left only two. Faustus grew more excited with each faint thrust of the four men before him. One surviving immigrant stumbled over the body of the first slain and went to one knee.
Oh, splendid!
Gladiator in Thracian armor swiftly closed on the off-balance amateur. With cold deliberation, the Thracian swung his curved sword and cleanly decapitated the downed outsider.
Yes!
Faustus' eyes grew glassy. He breathed in each moment of the brutality, growing darker and more perverted with each passing second. To Faustus's right, his mother gave him alarmed glances.
Deus misericordia.
Nah, hasn't it been quite a good day at the games, my dear?
Yes, I suppose it has. Certainly Faustus thinks so.
Falcus licked his lips repeatedly now and groped for more popped corn while he fixed his lead-colored eyes on the death throes of the last captive.
I only hope the men I sent will be successful when they get back in time for the birthday games for Faustus. We will have the spectacle of spectacles when that preacher is on the sand. What a crowning event that will be for the boy's birthday.